Richland counties until 10 o'clock, looking for a high of 73 today. It's currently a cloudy 62 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Michael Cohen's arrived at Manhattan Criminal Court. Former President Trump's longtime attorney is expected to testify today about the role he played in giving adult actress Stormy Daniels $130,000 before the 2016 election in exchange for her silence about an alleged affair with Trump. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at court.
The entire trial has been building to this. From Stormy Daniels, jurors heard about sex. From David Pecker, about the alleged scheme to cover it up. Now prosecutors hope Michael Cohen will pin the crime on Trump.
Also in New York, jury selection begins today in the federal corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey. The UN estimates more than 300 Palestinians fled the city of Rafah over the weekend as Israeli forces continue to push deeper into the city. And there's a controlled demolition set for later today of a 500-foot steel piece of the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore, postponed one day because of weather. This is ABC News. Some school districts across the U.S. suddenly find themselves in tight financial times, with billions of dollars in federal COVID funding now starting to expire. Here's ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Tensions running high in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Dozens rallying against the school board's decision to cut teachers.
Say, when will we know if this is going to happen? And do it directly and clearly.
In Hamburg, New York, district leaders approving a budget that includes layoffs for 20 employees, including 13 teachers. And in Los Angeles, America's second largest school district, mounting concern for what budget cuts could mean for the city's teachers and students.
Federal investigators are now taking a new look at self-driving vehicles being developed by Amazon after a couple of them suddenly braked hard and were rear-ended by people on motorcycles. Both suffered minor injuries. Amazon is developing the vehicles as both taxis and potential delivery vehicles. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30 and will feature a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One spring break while I was in college, a cross-country teammate and I decided to hitchhike to the Florida Keys and back to our college in southern Illinois. We made it to Key West and were on our way back when nightfall came upon us, so we camped overnight on a beach between two of the islands. In the morning, we decided to go for a swim before taking off on our hike again. What we discovered is that there is a strong current flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic Ocean between the islands. When we realized that, we were already about 300 or 400 yards offshore into the ocean and were being drawn away. Because I'm speaking to you now, you know that we made it back to shore, but there were moments of uncertainty and maybe a little panic. That's the way it can be in our walk with Christ. If we aren't intent on moving forward with Him, we can easily drift away. If we aren't actively building our relationship with Him, we can easily lose sight. The Apostle Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Brothers and sisters, keep moving forward. As children of the living God, be in a full relationship with Him, reading and meditating on His Word and talking with Him continually. Then you will not be in danger of drifting.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914. As we mark Memorial Day, let's honor the memory of our fallen heroes and express our deepest gratitude for their service and sacrifice. This Memorial Day message is sponsored by Cardinal Glass CG, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Cobison Bus, Meister Log and Lumber, Jones Chevrolet, and VFW Post 2267.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a relatively quiet start to our day, even though a weak front is right across southern Wisconsin. This may produce a few showers from time to time today. The best chance will be in the south and east portion of our listening area. As of early this morning, just a few very light showers noted down in the parts of southern Grant, Lafayette, into Greene counties. We are expecting temperatures to be around normal today, slightly cooler tomorrow with a gustier northeast wind, but still decent for this time of the year. And then Wednesday, a pretty nice day once again with quite a bit of sunshine and mild conditions. The next front, though, rolling in from the west as we head into Wednesday night into Thursday, that will likely bring us some periods of rain, potentially at least a quarter to a half inch, tapering down later Thursday. After that, we should string together a couple of quiet days again, Friday and Saturday. Some very nice conditions for getting outdoors, doing your favorite activity. And then heading into the weekend, might be a little system coming toward us by Sunday night or next Monday. But until then, fairly quiet weather. Your forecast for today includes an air quality alert through 10 a.m. for Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties. That's for some elevated levels of smoke particulates. Be careful out there if you have sensitivity to that. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, more numerous in the south and east portion of the area. High at 73, southwest wind 5 to 10, becoming north to northeast. Tonight, a slight chance of light showers in the southern tip of the area early. Otherwise, variably cloudy, low at 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and somewhat breezy, high at 69 degrees. Northeasterly wind 10 to 15. Wednesday, pleasant with sunny to partly cloudy skies. Low 42, high 72. A good chance of showers late Wednesday night. Thursday, showers likely diminishing in the afternoon. Low at 50, high 67. Partly cloudy Friday and Saturday. Friday's high 73, 79 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Right now, 63 degrees after a low of 57 early on this morning. Yesterday, we hit 85 degrees on Mother's Day. We did pick up a trace of rain. The record high for May 13th, 90. That goes back to 2022. The record low, 28, established in the year of 1996. Last year's high was 73 and the low, 60. Sunset will occur at 8:16 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:39, coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm right now. The barometer is at 29.73, which is up slightly. No precipitation today. And with overcast skies, it is 63 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll recap weekend sports, a look ahead as well at games going on today and this week, and details on a Brewer loss, but they took the series against the Cardinals. All today in sports.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Ithaca High School baseball team lost its first game of the year in the second game of their tournament on Saturday, 15-6 against Fenimore. Earlier in the day, Ithaca defeated Westby 11-4 in the final. Fenimore defeated Westby 22-11 as well in area high school baseball. On Saturday at Ithaca's softball diamond, the Bulldogs defeated Hillsboro 9-2. Olivia Young was the winning pitcher, going 7 innings with 5 strikeouts. Jalen Bloor, with 6 innings of work, suffered the loss for Hillsboro. And the Bulldogs were led by Josie Lau, going 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs. J.C. Maxwell, 2-for-3 with a home run and an RBI. And Olivia Young, 2-for-3 with an RBI. The Riverdale Chieftains split a doubleheader Saturday with Lancaster. In Game 1, Lancaster would use a big fourth inning to down the Chieftains 11-4. In Game 2, the Chieftains got a strong pitching performance from Emmett Drone and relief help from Andre Tainer to hold on to defeat Lancaster 9-8. Andre would also go 3-for-4 in the game with 2 RBI, while Logan Cagle would also go 3-for-4 with 2 RBI. Carson Kinn would collect 2 hits. The Chieftains now 11-7 on the season. We'll have a big conference game tomorrow with Darlington. Today, the Chieftains softball team will take on Cuba City. Also, SWAL teams will be at Fenimore for conference track and field action. Richland Center's softball team will be home against Dodgeville. That's a 5 o'clock start time today, while the Hornet varsity baseball team makes up a conference game against River Valley today. Keep in mind that game will start at 4 o'clock. We will present it at 5 o'clock on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. River Valley baseball team busy this week. They'll also have a doubleheader coming up on Tuesday against Platteville. The WIAA playoff pairings are out for softball. They were just released overnight. The tournament will begin as early as this week. Richland Center's softball team, a ninth seed, will play at number 8 Westby. The winner will play Prairie du Chien the following Tuesday night. Viroqua takes on Darlington as well Thursday night. The second round will feature them against the winner against River Valley on Tuesday night of next week. It's also action going on in Division 4, where Riverdale and Boscobel both have first-round byes. They will meet next Tuesday night at Boscobel at 5 o'clock. And in Division 5, the games will include North Crawford playing at Lafarge. The play-in game, the winner will face Ithaca, which is the number one seed in the regional, coming up next Tuesday, May 21st. Southwestern will play Pecatonica, also on Thursday of this week. Highland will host Potosi-Cassville in second-round action next week, and also next Tuesday, Kickapoo will play at Brookwood, and DeSoto will be at Hillsboro. The annual Steve Sparky Reynolds Memorial Track Invitational was held Friday night at Boscobel. The overall boys team was Lancaster with 96.5 points. Dodgeville Mineral Point was second with 83. Fenimore, North Crawford, and Wazika Steuben rounded out the top five. Boscobel was sixth, Riverdale seventh, Richland Center 12th, and River Valley 13th. Ithaca Weston was 19th out of the 23 boys teams that were entered. For the girls, Fenimore was number one with 104, Lancaster second at 72-75, Dodgeville Mineral Point was third, Kickapoo LaFarge fourth, Boscobel fifth, Riverdale took seventh, Ithaca Weston eighth, Richland Center ninth, and River Valley 17th out of the 23 teams. Some of the top individuals for Riverdale: Olivia Meese finished third in the 800, Mallory Meese was fifth in the 1600, Gretchen Buchholz took a second place in the 100-meter hurdles. Gretchen Buchholz also was third in the high jump. Kaylee Carter in the pole vault finished fifth at Sparky Reynolds. Tim Bailey was first in the 100 with a time of 10.99 and first in the 200 with a 22.74. His 400-meter dash also was good enough for first with a time of 51.06. For River Valley on the night, it was Bobby Ducharme finishing fourth for the girls in the 800. Also, it was Brielle Grant sixth in the 1600 and fourth in the 3200. Reagan Sackett finished fifth in the triple jump for the Blackhawks. Aiden Hill also finished third in the 100-meter dash, and Wesley Hatfield was fourth. Wesley was fifth overall in the 400-meter dash. Mason Schulte took a fourth in the 1600, and Logan Neighbors finished sixth in the shot put. For Ithaca Weston, Kaylee Peterson first in the 800 with a time of 2:22.09. Also, the Ithaca Weston 4x1 finished third. Kaylee Miller was second in the high jump. Aubrey Cook third with the triple jump. And for the boys, Clayton Lee finished sixth in the 1600 and second in the 3200. And for Richland Center, it was a first-place finish for Soleil Ewing, leading the girls in a 16:11.5 long jump. Good enough for first place. Soleil Ewing also was first in the triple jump with a 34.3 in the finals. Danica Pauls, a 10-foot pole vault, good enough for second place. Madeline Huber with a sixth-place finish in shot put. For the Richland Center boys, Malachi Fretz third in the 1600 and Duncan Harper first in the long jump with a 20 feet 5 inch 75 leap. And that's looking how it went at Sparky Reynolds Track Invitational Friday night. The home talent baseball season will begin this weekend for several area teams. Muscadet will take on Ridgeway during the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival on Saturday afternoon. Several teams have first-round byes this weekend, including Casanova. Argyle will be at Arena on Sunday in the Western section. The Brewers couldn't hold on to a three-run lead Sunday, and that cost them a chance at a series sweep. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to salvage the final game of that series 4-3. First baseman Paul Goldschmidt broke out of a 1-for-34 slump for the Cardinals with a home run. Then he tied the score in the sixth with a single. Milwaukee had beaten the Cards 8 times in a row. Here is Bryce Wilson, who pitched yesterday for Milwaukee.
They have a really good team over there. You know, this season and even last season, they're not playing the way that they're capable of playing. So, just for us to even have that winning streak against them is very impressive in its own right. But it's the St. Louis Cardinals. They're always going to be good.
That's Bryce Wilson. Manager Pat Murphy weighed in on the game and the series.
You know, it was a one-run game, but, you know, they left 13 on base. And, you know, we walked too many guys. We didn't execute. I think offensively and pitching and whatever, it just wasn't a great ball game for us. It's hard to beat a major league team 4 times. Any of these 30 major league teams, it's hard to beat them.
The Brewers get set for more action coming up tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates, who lost to the Cubs yesterday 5-4. Miami 7-6 over Philadelphia. San Diego 4, the Dodgers nothing. San Francisco 6-5 winners against Cincinnati. And the Mets beat Atlanta 4-3. In the American League, Minnesota 5, Toronto 1, Cleveland 7-0 over the White Sox, Houston 9, Detroit 3, the Yankees 10, Tampa Bay 6, Kansas City 4-2 over the Angels, Seattle beat Oakland 8-4. In interleague play, Boston 3, Washington 2, Arizona 9-2 over Baltimore, and Colorado was a 3-1 winner over Texas. The Bucks' former coach Mike Budenholzer has a new job. Coach Bud will lead the Phoenix Suns after signing a 5-year contract. He's still drawing pay from the Bucks after his firing by the front office a year ago. Coach Bud had a 391 and 271 record in regular season games in Milwaukee. His Bucks teams reached the NBA Eastern Conference Finals twice in 5 seasons. He has one of the best winning percentages by a coach in NBA history. Yesterday in the playoffs, Indiana beat New York 121-89, and Denver defeated Minnesota 115-107. In the NHL playoffs, a win for Florida 3-2 over Boston, and Vancouver beat Edmonton 4-3. With sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Let us put some spring back into your step with our Warm Up to Savings sale now through May 31st at Badgerland Flooring, and give your home a fresh look with over 50 styles and colors of Adore, Trends, and Paramount luxury vinyl tiles and planks on sale now. If you've been thinking about new flooring, now is the time to take advantage of these incredible savings by stopping into our showroom on Highway 14 in Richland Center, or look us up at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Basketball seniors, your graduation is not just an end, but a beginning. Use the knowledge and skills you've gained to shape a future that reflects your passions and values. No matter where life takes you, know that you have a community cheering you on. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Fuller's Milkers Center, and Wilson Door and Construction.
Watch the world go by. Our feet in the water, she pressed her lips to mine. We were so long on love, but short on time. She could be a honeymoon suite in a little while, but she was mine. Oh, for a little while. And I left every time I start to think about us. We sent that summer out in style, and she's gone, but she left me with a smile, for she was mine for a little while.
and head on down to Airport Road. Put the seats back and watch the planes leave town. She always said nobody's strong enough to tie her down. Oh, but I wasn't looking for that anyhow. I knew she'd leave, but I didn't know when. It matters to me now. Every time I start to think about her, we sent that summer out in style. And she's gone, but she left me with a smile, for she was mine for a little while. Seeing pictures now of me and her in those summer nights. My mind fills with her. Oh, but it's alright, cause I laugh every time I start to think about us. We sent that summer out in style, and she's gone, but she left me with a smile, cause she was mine. Yes, she was mine.
Tim McGraw on WRCO FM 100.9. A few things to celebrate today. It is Cough Drop Day. Now, some of these are kind of weird because you'd figure that Cough Drop Day would be somewhere in the middle of winter. It's Frog Jumping Day, Leprechaun Day, and International Hummus Day. It's National Fruit Cocktail and World Cocktail Day. It's National Women's Checkup Day, Top Gun, and Tulip Day. Good day to celebrate a beautiful flower. And it's National Apple Pie Day. I was thinking about that. I'm like, well, I was thinking there was another day for that. Well, sure enough, this one is not only celebrated on May 13th, but it's also celebrated on December 3rd as well. It's something so good, so many enjoy it. You got to have 2 days to recognize Apple Pie Day. Here's Casey Musgraves.
Even something as small as an apple, it's simple and somehow complex. Sweet and divine, the perfect design. Can I speak to the architect? There's a canyon that cuts through the desert. Did it get there because of a flood? Was it devised, or were you surprised when you saw how grand it was? Was it thought out at all, or just paint on a wall? Is there anything that you regret? I don't understand, are there blueprints or plans? Can I speak to the architect? Sometimes I look in the mirror, wish I could make a request. Could I pray it away? Am I shapeable clay? Or is this as good as it gets? One day you're on top of the mountain, so high that you'll never come down. Then the wind at your back carries ember and ash, and it burns your whole house to the ground. Is it thought? again. It may be too hard to love. I was in a weird place, then I saw the right face, and the stars and the planets lined up. Does it happen by chance? Is it all happenstance? Do we have any say in this mess? Is it too late to make some more space? Can I speak to the architect? This life that we make, is it random or fate? Can I speak to the architect? Is there an architect?
WRCO FM 100.9 will give you the chance to win with our trivia question of the day. That's up in a little bit here this half hour, and your chance to win today from Richland Center Subway. So get ready for that. We'll reshuffle the deck and have more topics and more trivial tidbits this week. We hope that all the moms had the great Mother's Days out there. And if you didn't have a chance to be with your mama, maybe give her a call. Yesterday, it was a nice day weather-wise. I had thoughts and flashbacks of Mother's Day 1988 when a really bad storm rolled in, even some tornadoes and straight-line winds in southwest Wisconsin. That was a drought dry year, and I remember the dust blowing across in that Mother's Day storm, and it did quite a bit of damage. The storm started rolling a little bit yesterday. The skies were dark, but it kind of went right around us. There were some areas that had a pretty heavy amount of rain, but not here at the radio studios anyway.
Mm-hmm. That sparkle in your eyes shine like this country diamond.
Minutes before 9 o'clock, 64 degrees here at WRCO Studios. There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Helping you build a better life. WGCU Credit Union feels so right.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30 and will feature a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Trivia time today from WRCO, which can net you a great prize, a 6-inch sub of the day, courtesy of Subway in Richland Center. Well, it was on this day in 2004 when the final first-run episode of Frasier went off the air. So we have a trivia question concerning that particular TV program today. What was the game that Frasier and Niles often played? All right. Yeah, it was an athletic game, not a board game, but they would go and play this together. What was the game that Frasier and Niles often played? 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins from Richland Center Subway. And here is John Pardee.
Drink from a stranger in a bar, the last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be
first name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. It could be your last night lonely. All by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely.
John Party on WRCO and Last Night Lonely. Congratulations to our winner today, Ginger McCauley. Way to go. She got it. Well, she squashed it. Yes, she did. That's the answer. What was the game that Frazier and Niles played often? It was squash. We had several guesses for tennis, and I think we had a racquetball guess, but not right. Squash. They were often seen in their squash outfits, either going to play a game or coming back. And Frazier and Niles were not very athletic, although it seemed that Niles would get the victory most of the time when they were playing. According to that long-running series, Frazier, which is back now. They're streaming a new version of Frazier. He's returned to the East Coast, I understand. And I'm not sure if any of the, I don't think any of the character actors from that first run are in this, or if they are, they're just cameos. But I always liked Frazier, and I've said it before, and I'm always in the minority when I say this, but I always have enjoyed it more than Cheers. And a lot of people are like, Cheers is a great show. I'm not knocking it. I have nothing against it. But I just think there were more laughs in Frazier. And certainly the thing between the brothers, that was funny. They're just really great, funny parts on there. And I would say that the Niles actually kind of made that show. That was kind of the comic genius of the whole thing. And I don't believe that he was supposed to even be in there. He just got an audition because he resembled Kelsey Grammer, and the rest is history. They kind of wrote him into the show, and it kind of made the show. Congrats to Ginger McCauley, our winner. So we honor Frazier, that went off the air officially in 2004 on this very day. Coming up on WRCO, our news from ABC at 9 and some morning show community conversation as well. Lauren Glassbrenner from River Valley Schools will be in on a Monday morning next hour.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking.
But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
It is hard to balance the combination of spring's warm, rainy days with the occasional winter wind chill. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. A heat pump from Armstrong Air is a great solution for inconsistent temperatures. There are also financial incentives for upgrading to a heat pump, along with potential energy savings on your utility bill. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote. 647-6345.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, Saturday, May 18th. Are the kiddos ready for the Kinchi Pedal Pool sponsored by Cardinal Glass Industries? If so, bring them to the Riverdale School Bus Garage before 11 a.m. to sign up. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries, for supporting the festival and the Kinchi Pedal Pool.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. 7 minutes before 9 o'clock here at WRCO Studios. We're at 64 degrees under cloudy skies. A 40% chance of scattered showers throughout this day today. Here's Lori Morgan.
That it worked that way. You never would listen.
place for kids to play. Teachers ought to get doctors and lawyers' pay. I don't know about you, but if you ask me, that's how it ought to be. A buggy full of groceries ought to be cheaper than rent. Don't know why it ain't, but if you ask me, that's how it ought to be. Cold beer ought to be too cold to hold. Something good about somebody's all it ought to be told. The world ought to try a piece of mama's chicken. Feel the love around her tabletop in the kitchen and
Happy trails.